Black Friday approaches.
黑色星期五就要来了。
By this time next week, we'll have seen pictures of long lineups as people eagerly wait for some great deal.
下个星期这个的时候，我们将会看到很多很多星期黑色星期五的抢购者，他们排长队去抢购。
And by this time next week, we'll have heard stories of arguments and brawls as people fight over the sales.
下个星期的这个时候，我们将会听到很多的故事，就是大家不断的争吵，去怎样去抢购。
As somebody once said, it seems shoppers on Black Friday can block and tackle better than your favorite football team.
有人会这样讲，就是那些黑色星期五的抢购者，他们的进攻和防御的技能，可能要比你最喜欢的足球队还要厉害。
But as I think about Black Friday, I have a different thought.
但是当我思考黑色星期五的时候，我有不同的想法。
I look at the rush and the push of Black Friday, and I hear God challenge me.
当我看到黑色星期五这个忙碌和拥挤的时候，我听到神怎样的挑战我。
He doesn't challenge me for spending money on gifts.
他不会挑战我如何把钱花在礼物上。
I hope I am sensible with the financial resources that God has given me, giving to Him first.As an act of obedience and a sign of gratitude for the gift of His Son Jesus.
我希望我对上帝给我的财政资源是明智的，首先给他作为我服从他的行为，并对他的儿子的耶稣的礼物表示感恩。
No, His challenge, as I look at the rush and push of Black Friday, is this.
不是的，他对我的挑战是当我看到这个忙碌的。和冲击的黑色星期五的时候，他这样对我说。
He says, if these people will line up, desperate and determined to secure a great shopping deal, surely you can show even greater desperation and determination to know me, the one who alone can truly satisfy.
他对我这样说，如果这些人他们在黑色星期五有这样大的决心 决心的时候去排队去抢购的时候，他们肯定也能表现出更大的决心去认识我。
It's this tug on my heart that as we approach Advent and anticipate Christmas, it's the call to seek the Lord.
就是这个寻求主的呼唤来牵动我的心。当我们在这个将近降临期间和期待圣诞节的时候，他这样是牵动我的心。
And I trust and pray you also sense this tug on the heart.
我相信也祈祷你也有这样的想法去牵动你的心。
When David wrote Psalm 27, he faced similar challenges as the author of Psalm 46, the psalm we looked at last week.
当大卫写到诗篇二十七章的时候，他也面对很大的挑战。我们上个星期也看到诗篇四十六篇。
He's under attack in verses 2 and 3.
他在二十四节当中，他面临着挑战。
He's surrounded by enemies in verse 6.
在第六节当中，他被敌人围攻。
False accusations are leveled against him.In verse 12,
在十二节当中，他有虚假的指控。
Even family life is breaking down in verse 10.
在十节当中，even他的家庭也崩溃。
A popular Christmas song describes Christmas as the most wonderful time of the year.
有一首非常流行的圣诞节歌曲这样说到：这是一年中最美好的时光。
For many, it is wonderful. We celebrate with family and friends and food and fellowship.
对很多人来说，这是一个非常美妙的时节。我们与家人、朋友有食物和友谊一起庆祝。
But for others, Christmas is tense, stressful, and lonely.
但对于其他的人来说，圣诞节是有压力的和孤独的。
My guess is that most of us live between the excitement of Christmas and the burden of Christmas.
我的猜测是，我们大多数人都生活在圣诞节的兴奋和圣诞节的负担之间。
We love the sights and the sounds, but we loathe the shallow display of goodwill and the impulse to spend, spend, spend.
我们喜欢圣诞节的声音和一些景象，但是我们却不喜欢表面上的善意的祝福和一些不停的去消费。
Perhaps this morning you can identify with David's struggles as you think about Christmas.
也许今天早上，当你想到圣诞节的时候，你也可以认同大卫的挣扎。
But whether we can identify with David's struggles or not, I trust we can identify with David's words in verse 4.
但无论我们是否能认同大卫的挑战的时候，我相信我们也都认同他在第四节中这样说道。大卫在生活中只有一个优先事项。
David has a single priority in life. One thing I ask of the Lord, he says.
他这样的祷告说，我要向上帝要求一件事。
If you or I were to list our prayer requests to God, what would the top five requests be?
如果你和我把我们的祈求祈祷列给上帝的时候，前五个请求你会是什么呢？
We pray for family and friends.
我们为家人和朋友祈祷。
We pray for those who do not yet know Jesus.
我们为那些不认识耶稣的人祷告。
We pray for our church community, Trinity Baptist.
我为我们的三一进信教会祷告。
We pray for those in authority in government.
我们为政府中的当权者祷告。
We pray that the Lord's will be done.
我们祈求上帝的旨意能得到完成。
These are all worthwhile things to pray for.
这些都是值得祷告的。
God expects us to present our requests to him, as Philippians 4 verse 6 says.
正如腓立比书第四章六节这样说到，上帝希望我们向他提出我们的请求。
But when I read Psalm 27 verse 4, I hear again what the most important request is, the one thing.
但当我读到诗篇二十七章四节的时候，我也听到了最重要的要求是什么呢？
It is to seek God.
这就是寻求上帝。
The shoppers on Black Friday are single-minded.
黑色星期五的那些抢购者，他们只有一件事情在他们脑海里。
Nothing but that one sale item matters to them.
没有什么，就是一个打折扣的销售品对他们来说很重要。
Am I as single-minded about seeking God that everything else takes second place?
而我是不是专心地去寻求上帝呢？把其他的事都放在第二位呢？
Is seeking God the focus of my life?
寻求上帝是我生命的焦点吗？
When I think about God being the single focus of my life, I think about the rich young man in Luke chapter 18.
当我想到上帝是我生命中唯一的焦点的时候，我想到了这个路加福音十八章中说到了这个年轻的富有人。
He was not only successful, but very religious, keeping several of the commandments without fault.
他不仅很成功，而且非常的虔诚，他没有过错地遵守了几条戒律。
He seemed to have everything going for him, perhaps like some of us.
他似乎什么都为他准备好了，也许就是和我们中的一些人一样。
And yet in Luke chapter 18 verse 22, Jesus says, one thing you lack.
然而在路加福音十八章二十二节中说到，耶稣说你还缺少一件事。
And Jesus tells him to sell everything and follow Jesus.
耶稣告诉他，你要出卖一切的东西，跟随耶稣。
Or I think of Martha in Luke chapter 10.
我想到路加福音十章中的 Martha.
She was busy doing what she thought mattered, preparing a meal for Jesus and his disciples.
她正忙着做她认为最重要的事情，就是为耶稣和他的门徒准备一顿饭。
Meanwhile, her sister Mary just listened to Jesus.
而这个时候，他的妹妹玛丽只是坐下来听耶稣的教导。
Perhaps we are so concerned about what we do for Jesus that we substitute what we do for spending time with Jesus.
也许我们非常关心我们为耶稣做什么，以至于我们用我们所做的来代替与耶稣在一起的时间。
In Luke chapter 10, verse 42, Jesus tells Martha, only one thing is needed, and this is to sit at the feet of Jesus.
在路加福音10章42节，耶稣告诉玛撒，只需要一件事，这就是坐在耶稣的脚下。
And I think of the parable in Matthew chapter 13, verse 45.
我也想到了马太福音13章45节中的一个比喻。
A merchant discovers a priceless pearl.
一个商人他发现了一个非常无价的珍珠。
So he sells everything to purchase that pearl.
所以他卖掉了所有的东西，就是为了去买那颗珍珠。
This parable and these two stories make just one point.
这个比喻和这个两个故事只说明了一点。
In the kingdom of God, only one thing matters. Knowing Jesus, seeking the Lord.
在上帝的王国里，只有一件事非常的重要，就是认识耶稣，寻求主。
Am I just as single-minded?
我是一心一意的寻求主吗？
Are you just as single-minded?
你是专心的寻求主吗？
Single-minded shoppers on Black Friday are often pushy and rude and impatient.
黑色星期五那些的抢购者，他们往往是非常粗鲁和不耐烦的。
To be single-minded about seeking Jesus does not mean I become pushy, rude, or impatient.
专心的寻求耶稣，并不意味着我要变得很粗鲁。
It means I cultivate an attitude of worship.
这意味着我培养了一种敬拜的态度。
In the Bible, worship is not just what we do during a Sunday service. Worship is a way of life.
在圣经中，敬拜不仅仅是我们在周日礼拜所做的一件事情，而是一种生活的方式。
It's an act of self-sacrifice. We do not matter, only God matters.
这是一种自我牺牲的行为，我自己不重要。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 reminds us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices, for this is our spiritual act of worship.
在罗马书中12章1节这样说道，要把自己的身体献上，作为圣洁，蒙神喜悦的活祭，这是你们理所当然的侍奉。
David understood this.
大卫他明白这一点。
In verse 11 of our psalm, he prays, "Teach me your way, O Lord."
在十一节中，他这样祷告中说道：“耶和华，求你指教我行你的道。”To
seek the Lord means that David wants to live his life the Lord's way.
去寻求神，代表着大卫他要按照神的旨意去生活。It's
the same for us.
我们也是一样。
I've discovered that when I am single-minded about seeking God, several things happen.
我发现当我专心寻求神的时候,
I drive with more politeness.
我驾驶的时候更加有礼貌。
I treat people with greater respect.
我对其他的人更加尊敬。
I am less reactive and more thoughtful.
我不会被别人的行为更加有更大的反应，而是我更加为别人思考。When
I'm single-minded about seeking God, I remember that I am a sinner saved by grace.
当我专心地寻求上帝的时候，我更加记得我是一个被恩典拯救的罪人。And
therefore, I learn to remove the plank from my own eye before I attempt to remove the speck from someone else's, just as Jesus commanded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 5.
我学会了，我要从我自己的眼睛中去掉梁木，然后再去清楚地看见，去掉弟兄中的眼中的刺。这就是马太福音7章5节所教导我们的。
When I'm single-minded about seeking God, I am willing to welcome the hurting and the broken without dismay or prejudice.
当我专心一意地去寻求上帝的时候，我更加愿意在没有沮丧或偏见的情况下去欢迎那些受伤和破碎的人。
When I'm single-minded about seeking God, I understand that I still have much to learn, and so I listen more.
当我专心地去寻求上帝的时候，我明白我还有很多东西需要学习，我要去聆听更多的东西。
When I'm single-minded about seeking God, I see the hope of redemption even where it seems none can exist.
当我专心地寻求上帝的时候，我看到了救赎的希望，即使似乎没有任何东西是存在的。
When I'm single-minded about seeking God, I'm a better husband and father, a better pastor and leader, and I'm quick to rejoice in God my Savior.
当我专心地去寻求上帝的时候，我是一个更好的丈夫和父亲，是一个更好的牧师和领袖。我很快地就会在上帝我的救主当中欢欣鼓舞。
In other words, when I'm single-minded about seeking God, I go through my day with the declaration at the beginning of this psalm ringing in my heart, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
换句话说，当我专心地去寻求上帝的时候，我就会就像在这诗篇一开始的说到所宣告的一样，上帝是我的光，也是我的救恩，这在我的心中。
It's no wonder that David prays this most important of prayer requests. One thing I ask, to seek the Lord.
难怪大卫在祷告中，他这个最重要的祷告请求，就是我问的一件事，就是寻求主。
Let me add one more observation.
让我再补充一点。
As many of you know or have heard, just over 2.5 weeks ago, I drove my father and his cello to a cello dealer in London.
就在也许很多人你们都听说过，就在两个半星期前，我开车送我的父亲和带着他的大提琴去了伦敦一个大提琴经销商那里。
It was time for my father to say goodbye to the cello that he had played professionally for over 60 years.
那是一个时刻，就是我父亲要告别他60多年来专业演奏的大提琴了。
The cello was made in 1716.
这个大提琴是在1716年制作的。
It's a beautiful instrument.
这是一个非常美丽的乐器。
When the cello dealer saw it, his jaw dropped.
当那个大提琴商看到他的时候，他的下巴掉下来。
He was stunned by its elegance and craftsmanship and its condition.
他被他的优雅、他的工艺和他保存无好的条件被惊呆了。
He could not take his eyes off the cello.
他无法把他的目光从大提琴上移开。
He gazed upon the beauty of this cello.
他凝视着这个美丽的大提琴。
When David speaks of seeking the Lord, he speaks of living in awe of God's glory.
当大卫说到他寻求主的时候，他说敬畏神的荣耀。
He wants to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
他想在我的生命的日子里住在耶和华的殿里，瞻仰耶和华的美，在他的殿里寻求他。
Just think about the word gaze.
就是我们来想一想瞻仰这个词。
It's the idea of a clinging, lingering look.
这是一种执着的挥之不去的眼神。
As though our eyes are chained to God.
就好像我们的眼睛被上帝束缚了一样。
We are so captivated by who he is and what he has done for us, that we cannot take our eyes off him.
我们被他是谁和他为我们所做的一切的事情迷住了，我们无法把目光从他的身上移开。
Medical advice tells us that if we do a lot of computer work, it's important to look away from the screen into the distance just for a few moments every 20 minutes or so.
医学的建议告诉我们，当我们做了很大量的电脑工作的时候，非常重要的是我们每隔二十分钟就去看远处，远离屏幕。
Similarly, stopping from what we are doing for a minute each hour, just to do a breathing exercise, can help reduce stress.
同样的，就是在我们每隔一小时，就是停下来几分钟来做的呼吸练习。
The point is that looking away from the computer screen or focusing upon our breathing gives us time to recalibrate our lives.
So, 关键的是，当我们远离屏幕或者专注于呼吸练习的时候，会让我们有时间重新调整生活。
It's the same in our walk with God.
这跟我们与上帝同行的时候也是一样。
To put the Lord first, to seek Him, to gaze upon His beauty.Is an invitation to take that time with Jesus to let Him recalibrate our lives.
就是把主放在第一位寻求主瞻仰他的荣耀，就是邀请他，就是邀请我们花时间和耶稣在一起，让他重新调整我们的生活。
For those of us who know and love Jesus, how about using an Advent devotional?Over the 24 days of Advent.
对于我们这些认识和爱耶稣的人来说，在这个24天的降临期间，等降期间，来提醒我们，让我们用虔诚的心来提醒我们圣诞节是什么。
Advent begins on December the 1st.
降临期就是在从12月1号开始。
And to use an Advent devotional will remind us.What Christmas is about, and prepare our hearts spiritually to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
让我们再去思考圣诞节的意义是什么，让我们预备心去庆祝耶稣的降临。
Next week, we will have some samples for you to look at and links to websites with other Advent devotions.
下个星期我们将会提供一些样品，还有在网络上连接到其他的一些的书籍。
For those of us who are still wondering who Jesus is and the offer of forgiveness and life that he brings, I invite you to speak with me or one of our other pastors or ask about Jesus at our information center.
对于那些人在思考耶稣是谁以及他所带来的宽恕和生命，请允许我邀请你们 与我们其中的一位牧师交谈，或者在我们的信息中心询问耶稣的。
We would be honored to tell you more about Jesus' death upon the cross for our sin and about his resurrection from the dead to bring us into a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
我们将非常荣幸的可以告诉你们更多关于他死在十字架上为我们的罪，关于他从死里复活，使我们与我们的天父的重新和好的关系。
Advent and Christmas will soon be upon us.
降临期和圣诞节很快就要到了。
The bluster and the busyness of the season will make their demands.
这是一个季节将会非常的喧嚷和忙碌。
But may these demands not overwhelm us.
但这些都不会淹没我们。
This morning, the Lord invites us to renew our love for Him.
今天早上，上帝要求我们重新更新对他的爱。
If zealous shoppers are prepared to line up for hours on Black Friday, surely we, as followers of Jesus, have even greater reason to devote ourselves to the Lord.
如果那些热心的购物者可以在黑色星期五排几个小时的队去购物，但作为耶稣的跟随者，我们更有更大的理由去致力于上帝。
One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him.In his temple.
我曾向耶和华求一件事，我还要求，就是能一生住在他的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，寻求他的旨意。
I invite Pastor Lee to lead us in a hymn of response.
我们邀请李牧师来唱这个回应诗歌。